Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to another Monday night prayer where the word of the Lord do come alive. We just come to say, we come to shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, his court with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And we say thank you. We come to bless his name tonight. We come to thank him for ears to hear and our hearts to receive what thus say the Lord. God is for us. Who can be against us? So get ready. Get ready for your breakthrough. Get your paper and pencils ready and hear a word from the Lord. God love you and I love you. And let him have his way in your life. Amen.
Evening scripture reading will be taken from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And I will be reading out the NLT version. My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to him. May God add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just come to bless his name tonight. We come to magnify his name tonight. He's worthy to be praised. And we will enter to his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Or we come to praise his name tonight, how he got us all through the day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless his name today. And we just say thank you, Father, for raining on each and every one of us. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Your word says, you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we thank you tonight for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. And we say thank you. We lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God, as he continues to pour out to your people near and far, pour back into him your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for keeping your arms around the whole entire Matthew family, Lord God. Mom and Dad Matthew, keeping them in your keeping care, God. Mother Allen, Father God. And we just say thank you. Or we just come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Because, Father, we are nothing without you, absolutely nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And we say thank you. Thank you for stopping by the hospitals on tonight, going from room to room, floor to floor, healing and delivering, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in the nursing home, assisted living, Lord God. Go from floor to floor, room to room, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Lord God, because without you, Father, we are absolutely nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we come to cast all our cares upon you. Your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight. And we just thank you, Father God, that we have ears to hear, hearts to receive what you have to say to us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, even our neighbors' children, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods tonight. Drive out every spirit in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign tonight, God. Cover every vehicle tonight, from the trains, the buses, the planes, Lord God. We cover them with the blood. And we ask you to keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God. Lift a resurrection to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover them members there, God. In the name of Jesus, cover this neighborhood right now, God, with the blood. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. I lift up my church family to you tonight, God. I ask you to cover and keep them individually and collectively, Lord God. Supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Always say, have your way tonight, God. Lift up Reese and her entire family, Father God, that faithfully works behind the scene, God. Meet every need that they stand in need of, Lord God. And we just come to bless your name for breakthroughs and not a breakdown. That we are better and not bitter. That we are the victors and no longer victims. So have your way tonight, God. Because our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you're doing for your people. I'm homeless to you tonight, God. All over the land, God. We ask you to open up doors for them that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open, God. Have your way with the homeless, God. Heal and deliver and set them free, God. They need a roof over their head, clothes on their back, Lord God. Food, Lord God. And we thank you for doing it for them right now, God. Because they are your sons and daughters. In the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way tonight, Lord God. Cover and keep us, God. As we sleep and slumber tonight, God. You sleep nor slumber. And we thank you for sitting high, looking low down on all of us, Lord God. And we say, have your way. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, you're worthy to be praised. We love you. We need you. We nothing without you. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah for this day that you have made, and we have rejoiced and we're glad in it, Father. And Father God, we just thank you, God, for how you kept watch over us all day long. Father God, you divinely protected us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from those dangers seen and unseen, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, for how you kept watch, Father God, over our loved ones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, carry them to and fro, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, back and forth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, get them into their destination safely, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we just want to bless you, God. We want to thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God, for you are worthy, worthy, worthy. And you are able, Father God, to do all things that fail in our lives, Father God. And Father God, I thank you for each and every person who has found them out for you, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that you're moving by your spirit for each individual right now, Father God, so you know what they have need of, Father God. And even as the prayers have gone up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you that those prayers, oh God, that Mother prayed, Father God, glory, hallelujah, have already been still signed and delivered. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, from the heavenly realm to the earth realm, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And still with the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, to manifest quickly and swiftly in the lives, honor, oh God. And I just want to thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for you just covering the minds of your people, Father God, everywhere, Father God, glory, hallelujah. You said in your word that you keep those in perfect peace, his mind stayed on you and trust you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. But Father God, cover the minds today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, those minds, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that are wondering and confused, Father God. I cover them right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Those minds, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that are contemplating, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, suicide, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Those minds that are depressed and oppressed, Father God, cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And those that got murder on their minds, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I pray right now, oh, God, hallelujah, that you drive them back, Father God. Drive that thought back, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I pray, oh God, a mighty deliverance, Father God, today, Father God, over your people, Father God, even over the youth, Father God, glory, hallelujah, over all the young sucklings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, those, oh God, hallelujah, that, oh God, that are in the uterus right now, Father God, cover them and keep them, Father God, bring them to the earthly realm spaces, Father God, glory, hallelujah, without complication. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. I just bless your name, Father God, for you moving by your spirit right now, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Cover those mothers in gestation, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, thank you, thank you for you doing it right now, Father God, for us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you already raised up a standard against the enemy concerning us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that even when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you already, oh, God, raised that standard up for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You already drove him back, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. And I give you praise. I give you glory, Father God, that all things are working together for our good, Father God. And your word tells us, Father God, that all things work together for the good of those that love you, Father God, and are the called according to your purpose, Father God. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, that things are working for our good. Father God, that you're turning things around right now, Father God, that you're shifting atmosphere, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you're shifting environments, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, I give you praise for just cleansing this atmosphere, Father God, in the atmosphere of your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, and I bless you, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, for just giving us a mind state on you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for giving us ears to hear you, Father God, loud and audibly, Father God, and taking direction from you, Father God, instruction from you, Father God, for those you put over us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to pour into us, Father God. Help us to take that instruction, Father God. Put us in remembrance of your word, Father God, and those that don't know your word. In Proverbs 19 and 20, Father God, it says, listen to advice, accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. So, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, not to reach back to the things of the old, Father God, glory, hallelujah, but go forward in you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Go forward, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Even fulfilling, Father God, glory, hallelujah, our destiny, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. There could be no delays, no more hindrances, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, no more distractions for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that truly have a love for you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and their hearts desirous to serve you, Father God, with all their hearts, Father God, glory, hallelujah, move out those distractions, oh, God, move out, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, those stoppages and blockages, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, move them out the way right now, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and let us go forward in the things of you, Father God. Like never before, Father God, we just want to bless you. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, God, for you doing it right now, for your healing virtue flowing right now up on this line. Father God, up on your people right now, Father God, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch right now that stomach area, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you for doing it right now, Father God. Hallelujah, and glory to your name, Father God, for you touching and healing that stomach. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Touch those eyes, Father God. Let your healing virtue flow through those eyes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Touch right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the migraines and the headaches, Father God, the colds and the flu, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the coronavirus and all of its variants, Father God. Do it right only you can, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I just thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that pain in the right hand is leaving right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that pain in the shoulder is leaving right now, oh God. And I give you the praise. I give you the glory for your healing virtue, Father God. I thank you, God, that healing is the children's bread. I thank you, God, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, That's what your word says, Father God. Hallelujah. But you delivered them out of them all. So I thank you, God, for deliverance right now, for healing right now. Oh, God, for victory on every single hand, Father God. For your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I give you praise. Oh, God, an honor tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For the prayers that have gone up, oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for you just pouring back, Father God. Hallelujah. Into, oh, God, hallelujah. Sister Brittany on tonight, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. You've given her the strength, Father God. Hallelujah. And all the virtue that she released, Father God. You're giving it back to her right now. And you're moving in every situation that concerns her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're moving by your original glory in Christ Jesus, even moving over the finance, Father God. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Father God, for what you're doing for her, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To continue to touch her son and heal him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just bless you for it, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, hallelujah, we lift it up. Oh God, hallelujah, evangelist. Oh God, Patrice tonight, overseer elect, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch her right now. Strengthen her right now, Father God. Even as she pour out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. After me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You just give her that strength, Father God, that stamina, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you're continuing to heal her body, Father God, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, you've given her a speedy recovery from that surgery, Father God. And I just give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. And we do lift up, oh God, Dr. LaVon Matthews, our overseer of this line. We give you praise and glory and honor for, oh God, glory, hallelujah, for giving them, oh God, hallelujah, causing them to safely travel and return, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, placing that hedge of protection around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, giving them strength right now from on high, Father God, glory, hallelujah, downloading in them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that rhema of words, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that he would give unto the people on tonight, Father God, or that subject, oh God, that topic, Father God, of discussion tonight. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you made it plain to them, Father God, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I just give you glory for you just covering him and his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Blessing his food, blessing his water, blessing his coming, blessing his going, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Blessing his entire family, his mother and father. Oh God, I thank you for giving him strength, Father God, and touching right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, his children and grands, Father God. Each and every person connected, Father God, this business, Father God. I give you praise and glory and honor for them. And what you're doing in each of their lives, Father God, the nieces and nephews. Oh, God, move by your spirit right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, for the man of God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for your entire fivefold body up on this line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That you're stirring up those gifts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, oh, God, hallelujah, causing us to operate in the gifts, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you place on the inside of us. And I just love you today, Father God. We love you collectively, Father God. We give you praise, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh God, and we thank you that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of life. There is no variation of shade, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we cast back and we drive back, oh God, every demonic force that will come against these curse and petition that have gone up just far, Father God. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered. And it is so in Jesus' name. We thank you that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your glorious and matchless name. Father, we thank you that we, O Lord, will continue to praise you and give you thanks, O God, forever and ever, O God, because of you, O God. We live, Lord God, because of you, Lord God. We move, Lord God, and we have our being, O God. We thank you, Father, that today, Lord God, was a great day, a joyous day, O God, because you've allowed us, Lord God, to go through this day, Lord God. Hallelujah, O God. We bless your matchless name. We thank you, Father, for everything that you've done and all the things that you're going to do, oh God, because, Lord, you are our strength and you are our safety and our refuge, oh God, and you are the only one, Lord God, that will protect the anointed ones, oh God. So we thank you, oh God, that we are anointed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord God. We thank you that we can lift up a sound, Lord God, because you've heard our supplication, you heard our cry, you heard our prayers, oh God. You heard us, Lord God, in the midnight hour, God. You heard us at this moment.
movement, Lord God, and even those, Lord God, that cannot pray right now, Father, we pray that you will open up the floodgates, oh God, and pour out your love upon them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you tonight, Lord God, that there's going to be a changing in the atmosphere, oh God, and where they're sitting, Lord God, where they're laying, driving home from work, oh God, or driving home, Lord God, from traveling, Lord God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that they that has an ear will be able to hear tonight, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're tuning our ear gates right now in the name of Jesus. I hear in the spirit, turn up the volume, so Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're turning up the volume so that they will be able to hear right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you that the sounding of the alarm is going on right now, God, and we pray, Father, that you will shift us right now in Jesus' name. Shift us out of our old thinking, Lord God, our old habits, oh God, so that we can come into a place, Lord God, where we can hear your divine voice, oh God, and that everything done, Lord God, will be ordained by you, oh God, and we will walk, oh God, accordingly to what you say in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We thank you for the mouthpiece that is coming on the line tonight, Lord God. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, as we push back darkness right now. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you that you've already paved the way, Lord God, that you made, Lord God, the word come forth easy, Lord God, that you made, Lord God, the teaching come forth easy in the name of Jesus, for you shined your light upon your servant, Lord God, that diligently sought your face, Lord God, to give the right remnant word, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that has an ear to hear, oh God. We pray that people will take the cap off right now in Jesus' name so that they will be able, Lord God, to be filled, oh God, with your glory, be filled with your wisdom, Lord God, be filled with your knowledge and understanding on tonight, Lord God. Let them write the pages, Lord God, write the words upon their hearts, oh God. Let them write it upon, Lord God, of papers, Lord God, or their journals or whatever you give them, Lord God, to remember, Lord God, that what you said you will do is shall come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, help us not to be fearful of what may come, Lord God, but help us to put on the right armor, oh God, that fits us, Lord God, in this season, Lord God, that as we walk through the valleys, oh God, as we walk, Lord God, together in unification, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that nothing will separate us from you, oh God, because when we come together, you said, oh, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And when we do things in unity, oh God, you are able to do greater, oh God. Oh, I thank you tonight, Lord God, that those that have an ear will be able to hear tonight, Lord God. Remove all the wax in Jesus' name from their ear gates right now in Jesus' name, so that, Lord God, they will be able to hear the sound, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, you are calling us out for such a time as this. And Lord, as we come, Lord God, on this line, not just because we have to, oh God, but because we want to, oh God, because we know, Lord God, that at the end of the day, God, the what we need the most, Lord God, will be dominant in our lives, oh God. So Lord, we come to sit at the table tonight, oh God, and we come to feast on your word. We come to drink from your well tonight, Father. We thank you, oh God, that when we leave, Lord God, this conference line, God, we will be renewed, revived, and Lord God, restored, Lord God, we will be able to, Lord God, finish the task that you have already set for us to do, Lord God, for we laid aside all the weight, so God, we laid aside the plate, we laid aside, Lord God, being entertained by TV and our favorite shows, we, Lord God, lay aside, Lord God, even being entertained by other people, Lord God, just so that we can entertain you, the audience of one, be satisfied, oh God, and even as you're speaking and using the men of God, give us insight, Lord God, speak to our, oh God, our inner man in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to us in our inner ear in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us see the words, oh God, on the pages of the word of God. Let it come alive in us like never before in Jesus' name. And Lord, we will be careful, Lord God, to give you the glory and honor and praise when you put your children on display. Oh God, for what we've learned, Lord God, for every test, Lord God, that you give us, Lord God, you expect us to pass. And just as a teacher, Lord God, teaches us, oh God, teach us how to of businesses, oh God, of government and media, and the arts of entertainment and education in our family and religion, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that all, Lord God, will come to know who you are, Almighty God, and not, Lord God, the false, Lord God, religion that is out there that's tickling the ear gates of those, Lord God, that are weak in their bodies, oh God. But we pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that you will waken us up in the mighty name of Jesus and let us go back to the blueprint, the word of God, so that we can hear, that we will know and we will see and we will act upon it in Jesus' name and apply it to our lives like never before, because you are the living word. You are the word. You are the word. You are the word. And no other way we can make it through this world without your word. So, Lord, tonight we thank you for what's about to be taking place in our life as we press towards the mark, as we press our way through, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that our family shall be saved. We thank you, Lord God, that our neighbors shall be saved. We thank you, Lord God, that our communities and those that we run into shall be saved. We thank you, Lord God, that you quicken us in our spirit in the mighty name of Jesus to seek the strangers, oh God. And Lord God, not knowing if we're entertaining angels unaware in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for favor on the phone, oh God. We thank you for debt cancellation, God. We thank you for healing, Lord God, inside and outside in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for moving, Lord God, one ministry, Lord God, and gathering them together for such a time as this. For, Lord God, for what you're wanting to do for the remnant of those that are seeking your face and not just your hand, God. We know that you can move, oh God, because you created the heavens and the earth, oh God, with just a voice, oh God. So as you speak to us, oh God, as you use the vessel tonight, we thank you, oh God, that there's a sound, oh God, there's a sound, a trumpet. No money, a sondo reba se cando reba yakaya, yanto se candera robo shaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, do the work, Almighty God, and we give you the glory and the honor, oh God. Let the anointing fall fresh on this line tonight as you use, oh God, those that have an ear in this season, Lord God. Let them respond to what you're calling them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, awaken those, oh God, that have been asleep in Jesus' name. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do tonight. Tonight, today's the day of salvation. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know him in the middle. Here's the place where you promised to be.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known Prophet Lerone Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. shall be able to prosper.
Top of the day to you. I welcome each and every one of you all on today to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Ron Matthews, and I welcome those that are listening in from all around the world. Thank you for joining us on this national holiday to be part of what God has given us for the lives of the people. I want to take this time to thank you, powerful intercessors and mainstream prayer warriors who have been very instrumental in building the kingdom of God through your warfare and your strategic plan of taking authority over the kingdom of darkness through your life and your lifestyle. Thank you so much for all that you do in this dispensation of time or era for which we have entered in. I thank you so much for your governing ability and your border control power that God has given you to stop the demonic forces and putting sanctions on territory which are sound and give you authorization and right in the kingdom of God to overrule every diabolical demonic intention of the enemy that want to secure its border illegally but is not authorized because of your obedience and your sound to the kingdom of God, which has given you authorization to go in, pull down, pluck up, throw down, destroy, and restructure the systems of the world. I bless you all on tonight and thank you all for joining us. Tonight I want to talk about the vision of the prophetic conference line. The vision of this prophetic conference line was birthed from the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verses number 1 through 4. And Habakkuk says he will stand upon his watch, and he will wait to see what the Lord will say unto him when he is reproved. That word means actually made ready. Once he was made ready to be able to step out, the word of the Lord God said in verse number 2, write. That means that you have the ability to understand how to prepare, what to do, vision, purpose, plan, from the trans to the transition. Write the vision and then make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For your vision is yet for a appointed time. At the end, it shall speak in that line, though it tarry. Wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. His soul, which is not upright in him, is not upright, but the just shall live by faith, which is sound, or the frequency for which God allow you to tap into based upon your level of maturity, your growth, and your development in his word and in his will. The vision of this prophetic conference plan is to communicate the life of God, Elohim, Abba, Yahweh, Emmanuel, and all of the other names that come with Jehovah, his name in the Most High, to this people and change the world with one touch of dialing of the phone, to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart. that would allow them to become open to communicate their heart about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy in his promise for the total man. The mission is through teaching, training, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the person. That's the mission of this prophetic conference lab and the vision. And so over 12 years ago, God has given a team of us to establish this conference lab, which for most people is known as the Lifeline Conference Line. And it has truly have been a lifeline for so many people around the world. And so through that, you're able to communicate with us via this conference line from whatever part of the world you reside in. If you have access to telecommunication to be able to call in. And tonight is one of those days, wherever you are in the time zone around the world, you're able to hear yours truly on tonight, as well as many other men and women of God who the Lord has chosen and that are surrendered to him to be used for him for the kingdom of God. So I bless the Lord for you all today. You can share with others. You can go to my Facebook page or Administrator Brian's Facebook page and share with others to join us live on our blog talk and our conference line to be blessed by the word of God. Today has been a very, very, very busy day for us as it relates to travel. Our day began at Central Time Zone, 3 a.m., Eastern Time Zone, 4 a.m. So we've been on the move, sharing, listening, following as the great powerful voices shared in the 5 a.m. hour, and those of you who prepared to make your journey from different parts of the USA from the powerful city and region of the East Coast. We thank God for you, and we bless the Lord for the phenomenal kingdom leaders of Apostle Maurice Simmons, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, for allowing us to be part of year 3 of their powerful, auspicious conference that God has given them the innate ability to bring together many men and women of God to be blessed by the word of God. Love Empowerment Gathering 2023, Restoration Truth Ministry, Ministry Without Walls. And so we thank God for being part of it with one of our awesome sister and daughters in the gospel, Dr. Carlina Wilkes, and the other kingdom leader, Apostle Jackson, and many others who made the event married. We appreciate you all who were there for it. Now, I don't take nothing away, but I believe there was a powerful word on Saturday by evangelist Dr. Carlina Wilkes that really blessed many of us. And if you missed it, I tell you, you missed a treat on the subject. And if you had not read the book yet, I would encourage you to read it because it will answer many unanswered questions pertaining to divorce and divorcee. So we thank God for that and other subjects that came from that. And we bless the Lord for her wonderful husband who was there. I appreciate him, a good friend, a brother that I love dearly, Brother Weeks. We appreciate him on today. He was there in the building, in the place, and have a great sense of humor and a good person. I enjoyed ourselves. All right. Tonight is open forum. Open forum tonight. So open forum is set up for men and women of God to be able to ask questions that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to ask in a church setting, they could ask those questions concerning those matters. And whatever question that concern you, you have an opportunity to ask. You have a question. If you have a comment, if you have a concern, this is the opportunity to be able to ask that question and make a comment without preaching, to make a comment, concerning any of the things that are deemed in your life and deemed in for your purpose. We love to share. We love to give you an answer that will be an answer that will be life-changing for you, that will be able to help you along the way. Question that doesn't ordinarily are asked among church people, and to bring peace and liberation to some of the questions and comments you have. So tonight we have it, opportunity for you, you, and you to be able to ask those questions and make those comments tonight. So if you have a question that you would like to ask us, we're giving you opportunity to do that at this time. If you are on the blog side, we want to give you opportunity to do that as well. If you're on the conference side, blog side, you will hit one on your dial. If you are on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio side, you would hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, what you would do is you will hit star 6 and come in with your question or your comment. We're here for you to be able to respond to those questions and comments, the men and women of God concerning those issues. We know that in times like these, where there's a lacking of true, authentic people that would allow you to express what is going on, God has given us opportunity to be able to engage your question and respond to the call or the need of that man or that woman of God. So we thank God for you today. So if you have a question and comment for us, we will take that question and comment, and we will be able to give you an answer to that question or the comment. I always encourage people that if you do have a question and comment you would like to ask, it is imperative that you do that. We are Many people reach out to me via Facebook or social media, and they may ask a question or have an opinion of something, and I'm not available. Or they'll call our administrative office and ask that they would like to talk to Prophet Matthews and ask me a question or pray for them or believe God for them. We want to do that as well, too. So if you want us to pray for you, we'll do that. If you have a question or comment, we'll do that, too. Now, what I will not do tonight, I will not tarry long, because I learned that in this 2023 year, the oil on my life will be used for those who want a word from my life and want to receive from the oil on my life. I believe it's a time in the world now where people want true, authentic ministry. They want to hear from God. They want to know what the Lord is saying, and they want to know it from a place where they don't have to bite their teeth, grit their tongue, go under an apple tree, hide under the carpet in the house or in a basement, try to hide from the struggles that are intensified within the human soul based upon past circumstances, events, people, and the genre of things that may have happened in their life in this journey. So in saying that, if you have a question for me, a comment, if there's something that concerns you that you feel you need to share, you need to ask me, I'm available now for you. We have some very awesome, gifted, and talented people who are on here with us as well. They're connected to us. And they're good people as well, so they will be part of us, joining us in that area as well, to be part of the taking the questions and the comments on tonight. They're qualified through their experience. They're qualified through their relationship. They're qualified through their walk with the Lord, and surely they're able to give you as well as I some answers. I've always learned that in the kingdom of God, there are men and women of God that will be able to give you answers as well as me, myself answers, that will be able to help us along the way and in this journey of our life. Those of you who have questions, I want you to throw the belt of self-esteem down, rejection, and what people may say to you who are listening in. I find that most of the people who don't say anything, they really want you to go first. They're probably experiencing the very thing that you're dealing with, but from a different mindset and capacity. There are some that will not say anything because they feel that they're perfect people, so they want to hear from an imperfect person to make them feel good that they're perfect than you. But how many know that no one is perfect but God? We're being perfected through Him, and He's perfecting those things which concerneth us in the kingdom of God. Can we be perfected? Absolutely, unequivocally. Tempter always come to perfect people to tempt you and see the difference between the man that got caught and you get out, he stayed too long. And that's the only difference when the rap sheet is made in heaven concerning the destiny and the purpose of God's people. And thank God that the Lord have a powerful justice system in a courtroom that would supersede any of humanity's judgment towards any of us. So in saying that, if you have a question tonight or a comment or something that you need a answer to, and if I can answer it for someone else, we want to do that for you. I'm telling you, we had an awesome task in Hampton, Newport News, Virginia, at the Powerful Conference, and it was epic. I'm telling you, it was an epic conference, and it blessed many people at the conference. And I tell you, a gentleman by the name of Prophet Lauren Matthews, if y'all know him, he showed out. I'm just speaking on that. He showed out. He showed up. He go for broke and, you know, just do what he have to do. But we bless the Lord nonetheless. Thank God for my ministry to Victor Bryan and all of you on tonight. Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, bless you on tonight. Do you guys want to come in and say something real quickly before we move forward? And then Evangelist Wilkes can come in real quickly as well. If her husband is with us, he can come in. They may be traveling as well. And then we're going to open up the floor because we want to give people a few minutes to gather their thoughts and write things down. So you guys want to come in?
Good evening, Apostle LaRon, and to every kingdom leader.
Bless you.
God bless you all. I wanted to start off before my husband come in. I just want to thank everyone who prayed for the Love Empowerment Gathering, who sowed towards it, who believed in what God was going to do. One of the things that, you know, I will say this to sum it up, is that more and more on this journey and the mandate and the assignments that God is calling us to, that there should always be a purpose, there should always be a great expectation. And although it was the Love Empowerment Gathering, and what blessed me, Apostle LaRon, is that, you know, this is year number three, but what we noticed in year one, how the Lord birthed your book in that season, love, you know, the unfinished chapter, and it has been and still is a blessing to many, and that opened up, I'll say doors, I won't say an avenue, but it opened up some things in the lives of the people, and I believe it helped set the tone for what God is doing, not only in your life, but for those that are connected. And not only did we see it as something to deal with about love, but what I have come see for this year when God purposely designed it for this year is that we talk about love, we say love, but are we truly about that love that God wants to lay in this earth? So many people say they love you with their lips, but their heart is far from it. They're ready to throw the dagger as soon as the word love comes out thereafter. And it's not just about singles, marrieds, widows, and divorce. It's about relationships. What I felt truly in the midst of this year is that I wanted to see people healed. I wanted to see people made whole internally so that they could love the way they needed to love. And number one, first of all, love God, but love themselves before they focus on loving a man or loving a woman, because there is no way that we can love anyone more than we love ourselves other than God if we don't focus on ourselves and those internal issues. So what I saw this weekend, even for those between Saturday and yesterday, is that God did a work internally. And there's a lot of positive feedback and conversation that if you just listen to what they were saying. You didn't have to call them out. They didn't have to be, you know, hands didn't have to be laid on. But they received receive the impartation, the nuggets that were released in the atmosphere on Saturday, the love, the fellowship, and then on Sunday. So truly, I thank God for you, for Dr. Carlina and her husband, Mr. Thomas, and for Apostle Iris. But not only you all, because you all helped to enlighten the people and bring what we needed here to this region, but you'll be able to take that back where you are because it's a greater impact. And I kept hearing God say it was bigger than us. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than this region.
Absolutely.
And it was even before you all came. So I thank God for your prayers, those that were fasting along the way, those who just knew that they were expecting more than just coming together for having a service. I don't see it as that. It is ministry. And what made a big accomplishment in God, because there was a breaking, a healing, a restoring, a reviving, and it was all done God's way because he wants us to know that he loves us enough to bring that attention to us that we can be corrected, healed, and then move forward in the things of God. So God bless you all, to my husband, to Restoration and Truth Ministries, Covenant Partners, to those that help serve. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we thank you all for what you brought to the table. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Bless you too, woman of God.
Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless you, Doctor. Man.
Bless you,
wow.
Too.
Amen. To God be the glory. My wife, she just put it all in a nutshell. Man, I know that this weekend it was powerful. It was epic. And certainly God did what he said he would do. And I just thank God for being part of it, man. And I just bless God, as my wife stated, for you and Dr. Wilkes and the woman of God. That, you know, spoke and shared with the people on Saturday. And, man of God, I was getting a lot of feedback, even from family members that watched the live on yesterday. The word that you released, man, blessed them. Many wish that, you know, they could be in the house, but at least, you know, they got a taste or a touch from, right, you know, the comfort of their homes, just watching it on Facebook Live. So, I just bless the Lord, man, for what he's doing in this season. And you know that love is still in the air because God is love, and his love will never cease. And I just bless God for what he's doing. So I'm going to leave it right there. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. We bless you as well, man of God and woman of God. Thank you all for just considering us being part of the event this year and to bring something to the table. The unique thing about a conference like this and to be in the position that I am, people ask themselves the question, how do all of the damage and the pain and the frustration and the letdown and the divorce, how do you, are you able to maintain the type of love you have for the people and to do what you do in the drainage of things you came out of in your past? I learned everything that I do in life is not about me. Love is a word usage that has the dictionary, Greek, Hebrew, and humanity name to it. My love is not defined by any of those categories. My love comes from a different place a place that is non-existent to me. And so since it's a place that non-existent to me, I exist from that place. So my type of love have no pain, have not no hurt, have no frustration, agitation, aggravation, low self-esteem. It's not determined by a bedroom, a beautiful woman, a creative man, an expressive person. It comes from a different place that is not known unto me, but known to the spirit realm. And so from that place, I don't live my life on the projectile of what people do, say, speak concerning me. I speak from the place of Yahweh, from the way God has done it. Because anyone who can really give me a chance in spite of who I am and still can use me, that's deserving of my love. Because all of this other things, people, we are all flawed, contrary to the definition that people try to create from that word. A man is born of a woman in few days and full of trouble. And the word of the Lord God said, if anybody say they have not sinned, they are a liar. So I don't want to be on Satan payroll as a kill, steal, and destroyer. I want to be authentic with my presentation to people. Do those things oftentimes come up? Yes, but that will not define me at the end of a day, an hour, or a season. I don't live based upon human reasoning, thoughts. I deal with things from a totally different place. Like I said, I don't know what it is myself. So from that, I learned to be who I am in God. And as I've grown, now I haven't always been this way. So I had to graduate in certain areas of my life. But in doing that, God has given me the strength to be able to move past those things that people fight for, battle for, even are challenged with. So I just believe that if you do right, you survive. There are Greek words for love. One is eros, romantic, body, physical touch, philia, affectionate, mind, shared belief, storges, familial, memory, show gratitude, agape, selfless, spirit, be kind, ludic, playful, emotion, flirting and smiling, pragma, mature, subconscious, showing interest, philia, self-love, soul, appreciate, mania, obsession, survival, not shown, but a possession. So I looked over those definitions, and as I taught from agape, but I shared from all the rest. And I brought it on in to let the people know that God has subpoenaed us into his love. Now, y'all want me to preach? No, we ain't going to go there tonight. But anyway, so So as I shared tonight, many people look at individual who they feel, oh, they love me, and they want to be with me, and they follow me, everybody. No, you got to make sure that's not mania love, the obsession of somebody. That's when obsessed, the person, the mania love. That deal with an obsession. Like jealousy is cool, that's great. That's a mania love. It's possessive. They ain't going to let you do anything. But you like it because your self-esteem make you feel, oh, they love me. Yeah. Make the wrong move. Maybe like one of those movies that I was watching. But anyway, but that's where I'm at with the kingdom of God in terms of that. So we bless the Lord for that. And then Sunday we came in and climaxed with the final one, the door of priority. You are a priority to God. If you don't know your priority to God, then ain't no need of wasting somebody trying to make you a priority, because you'll only stress them out and stress them out. When you stress them out, they'll find another place to stress their stuff into. So, but we bless the Lord for the conference, man of God and woman of God. And thank you all for allowing us to be there. All right. Questions and comments tonight. Anyone have a question for us tonight? Now, again, Liz Wilkes, would you like to say something? Dr. Carlina Wilkes, would you like to say something tonight? Mighty woman of God. If not, we know that you're probably traveling and moving along the way. So if you'd like to say something, come on in, Dr. Wilkes.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We, as you were giving the introduction for tonight, we were fully in a housing division. But we made it home safely. We've been home probably about 10 minutes now. And we are thankful that God gave us good journey. Husband drove all the way by himself. He didn't let me drive. So I thank God for him. He didn't get tired or anything. So we thank God for the prayers. Amen. I was seeing some trucks swerving, and I started praying, Lord, please don't let him hit nobody. I just have to pray. Amen. But I certainly enjoyed myself this weekend. My husband enjoyed himself this weekend. We do give honor to you, a leader, Apostle Matthew, sir, and we honor the team Simmons. Thank you so very much for inviting me. And I want to just thank and praise God for all the people of God that was there at the conference, those that purchased the items that I brought along. I just certainly pray that those that have the book will read it and share it. Because truly, like you said, Apostle, it really will answer some questions that people have. Because I know that God gave me the answers, and I know that it will be a blessing to many that read it, not just because I wrote the book, but because God gave us answers that have been just lying dormant, I could say, that people were afraid to touch the topic, or they, it's just, you know, did that surface stuff. But when God began to deal with me, like I said, over 16 years ago, I had these notes and just carried them around, and he brought it to a full fruition in a book that was never on a bucket list, that was never a desire, none of that. So God handpicked me to go through the things that I have been through. I didn't choose myself to do this project, but I thank God for just taking me, delivering me, and helping me, most of all, to be able to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. God knows that I love his people, and I try my best to live the life that God has ordained for a saint of God to live. And so I just wanted to thank everyone for just, again, for praying for me and, you know, supporting me and anything. And for those of you that still desire to get a copy of my book, you can order it on Amazon. You can order it from Barnes & Noble, or you can order the book from Walmart online. And, again, it's called Can I Divorce? And it's not just only talking about divorce. It gives you some things in the book that deals with hurt that may lead to divorce. And it tells you some things about relationships, even in some areas that even if you're still married, it will bring healing. And I said this at the conference, everyone that has pretty much read the book that have given me feedback, they have tremendously enjoyed the book, and it said it has helped them. And one of the sisters that goes to my the church, she's married, and she said, "Oh, you helped me so much with this. I read it." She said, yes. "It was so good." And so I'm just saying, I've been going back and looking over some of the chapters and seeing some things. And if the Lord says the same, a workbook that's going to be coming out, hopefully after I settle down, after I retire, we can get everything moving to the next book, because there is several books that I have written down that the titles, or some of them have topics and things that I have been written down for over 20 years. And so now is the time that God is going to just flourish whatever he wants to do. But again, I thank and praise God for each and every one. And Team Simmons, thank you again. We're looking forward to coming again. The Lord say the same. Hopefully, before the year is out, we'll be able to travel back that way to that area and just have a wonderful time. And not just ministry, we can just, you know, have a picnic or something. But we thank God for God bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord for the people of God. You great, powerful people. Evangelist Gwen Marshall, would you like to say something, woman of God?
God bless you, Dr. Matthews and Dr. Wilkes, Team Simmons, and all the Kingdom family on the line. I just want to say that the conference was so awesome. It was truly an experience, not just a conference. And as I prepared to go, that's what I was praying. I said, "Lord, I don't want to just say I went to another conference. I really want to, have an experience." And so it truly was that. And I, you know, by me being single, divorcee, the lady, Apostle Jackson, really, you know, spoke well for me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, her title was Saved. I'm getting my notes out. Give me one second. She talked about being saved, single, satisfied, and prepared. And thank God for her, because so many people are sitting, waiting, saying they're ready to get married. But as she stated, you're really weary, because we're tired of the posture of hoping, wishing that somebody would come along. And then when you don't want to wait on God, then you'll get anything. But you said it was God until you get him, you know. And so what she presented about being ready was a new posture to execute. And that's us. We say we're ready, but we're not, you know. And so I learned so much about what do we bring to the table. And I can speak on both
ends.
Women feel like, because we I say, so educated now. We're so independent now. We're so up there spiritually now that when we come to the table, we act like, you hear me? We act like we got so much more than what the man has. So we already just set a standard so high. But see, it's the little thing. It's the little thing, which is the love. We didn't bring that to the table. But we brought the career. We brought the socioeconomic status. You know, we brought all those things.
Yes.
But we didn't bring the love at the table, which it can conquer. You know, it can conquer. You know what I'm saying? In the love, what was insufficient can make all things sufficient, because love is the balance of whatever we don't have. But we don't come to the table the right way. So then what we're doing? We're serving a bowl of bull crap. See what I'm saying? We're not giving no fees. We're not giving no love, serving bull crap. But then we want to be respected as the woman of God. I'm just speaking on the women tonight. You know, somebody else can come and talk about the man. But I can talk about, you know, the things from what I share with my clients. You know, if they share, then 2 years later, of course, but that God sent them. He might have, but were you ready?
Weary.
Were you ready? Weary. And then when it didn't work out your way from being selfish, now it's a problem. So that your mindset is everything. That's what she said. Your mindset is everything. So as a man thinketh, so is he. So I get, and then we got to ask God, this is what she's saying. This is not my message. She said, Lord, show me, look at everybody else in the mirror. Look at us. Then when we look at us, deal with it. But see, we'll rather step away from the mirror and forget, and we are. That's over in James. So I thank God that this allowed me to see me, my mind right, ready, and my posture with my heart, God, to be satisfied in him, spare me. It might not be no husband, but whatever it is, the bottom line is I'm postured, positioned in him, for him to execute whatever will got to be done in my life as it is in heaven, as it be in our life. I go back on mute. God bless. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Evangelist Marshall, who flowed with the prophetic team on Sunday. Thank you so much. And many other. All right. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to have a commercial, and we'll come right back. If you have a question or comment,
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The Ultimate Read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late, great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world.
A
As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Welcome to the Prophetic Encounter, where the word of the Lord comes alive with nationally known prophet, LaRon Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to President Barack Obama, Kirk Franklin, Pai Trivet, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and need of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
All right. God bless everybody. We're back. Thank you, Team Simmons. Thank you, Dr. Wilkes. Thank you, Evangelist Marshall, we greatly appreciate you as well. At this time, we open it up for anyone to have a question or a comment for us tonight. Tonight is open forum, so if you have a question or comment for those who just shared as well, you guys can join me here on the platform. If anybody have a question and comment for us, if you're on the blog side and you have a question and comment for us, you can hit one on your dial, but number one, and we'll bring you in. If you, that's the blog talk side, that's the 319 number. If you are on the conference line and you have a question or a comment, if you want us to pray for you or family member or loved one, we want to do that for you as well. You can hit *6 and come in at this time. All right. Anyone have a question, a comment, or they want to make a statement? Please come in at this time. Now, if you're going to make a comment or a statement, we want you to be brief. We don't want you to do a mini dissertation or a preach word. So anyone have a question and comment for us tonight?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. God bless you.
Good evening. This is Sister Marjorie. Good evening, Prophet, and to everyone on the line.
You.
It sounds like I missed quite an event. I enjoyed listening to everyone respond to what went on, and it sounded like it was a really, really exciting and blessed event. But what I want to ask you, you know, I listen and I've heard you and others regularly talk about sound, and I listen and I try to understand. And I'm kind of embarrassed because I don't quite understand, and I'm clarity about when you talk about sound. What does that really mean? I hope my question is clear, but I don't really understand.
Okay. For you real quickly here. Let me do a demonstration, okay? Okay, in 5 seconds, tell me what you hear in 5 seconds, okay? You got your watch on? You got a watch? Get a watch. You got a watch? As soon as you get it, let me know. Okay.
Okay.
You got a watch that ticks like 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Do you have a watch that does that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is what I want you to do. I want you to put your watch, the timer, if you got it, a timer. Everybody else can follow her, too. I want you to get a timer. And the timer, this is what I want you to do. In 5 seconds, I want you to tell me exactly what you hear in the 5 seconds, okay? You ready?
Ready.
On your mark. And after the 5 seconds, tell me what did you hear, okay? On your mark, get ready, get set, go.
Anything.
What did you hear?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, in that 5 seconds, you sure you didn't hear anything?
No, I'm sure.
You didn't hear nothing. You positive you didn't hear anything, right?
Well, I heard the plane flying over. I heard that, but other than that, no.
So say it one more time. Did you hear anything in 5 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what you heard.
I heard the planes flying over.
Yeah.
Other than that, maybe I'm not
all right.
Understanding.
So, no. You're doing good. You're packing the class right now. In 5 seconds, what did you hear? Tell me, what did you hear?
In that 5 seconds, I heard planes flying over and all the external sounds, but the planes flying over is what I keyed in on.
So you heard a plane. Now listen to this. You heard a plane. And then you said other external sound. What other external sound did you hear?
Dogs barking in the neighborhood. Now that I think back, I'm just thinking back now. I heard dogs barking in the background. But the sound that was profound was a plane flying over.
In the 5 seconds, this is what you said you heard. This is what you heard. You heard a plane making noise, and that was the profound sound. That's what caught your attention, right?
Yes.
Then you said you heard a dog, right?
Yes.
Then I asked you a question. I said, woman of God, tell me what you hear. Put your watch up. Look at your watch. And in 5 seconds, tell me what you hear. And you, after 5 seconds, you said you didn't hear anything. Correct? That's what you said, right?
That's what I said.
Then I asked you again. Then I asked you again, what did you hear? Then you said to me, you heard the sound of a plane, and you heard the sound of a dog, and the one that captivated you was the plane. Now listen to this. When people ask us questions, we want to respond the way they want us to respond. When people speak to us, we want to hear what they say to us. For 5 seconds, I didn't say anything at all. You were looking for me to create a sound so you can respond to it. I didn't. You responded to the sound you actually heard that came from you. The enemy always do things for us to not hear our own sound from God, because God is in you. The problem with people is we speak we project things and we give things to people, but is it the sound that God wants you to have? I didn't say a word. So I made you have to go into your cerebellum and cerebrum and pick up the data that you heard and not what I heard. You heard what you actually heard yourself. Now, you can hear. You just didn't know you can hear. I just took you to a quick class like that. See, listen to this. This is very powerful. I want you to grab this rationale. If you control your sound, you silence everybody else from interrupting your destiny, your purpose, and your mandate. The problem is you don't control your sound. That's why people can rule other people. The television, which is called teleporting, ruled the world. Why? Because people want something to feel something that they don't have or that they have inside of them. You heard your sound from your sound, and guess what you heard? You heard the sound of a plane. You heard the sound of a dog. When I ask you 5 seconds, tell me what you hear. I ask you, tell me what you hear. You were waiting for me to make a noise so you can tell me what you heard. You didn't hear from me. You heard from you. You heard exactly from your own sound that you were listening to. That made you get silent in your spirit and pick up exactly what you heard. You didn't hear from Lauren Matthews. You heard from what Marjorie received. If you receive from God, you'll never have to worry about what somebody else tell you about Marjorie, about Mariah, about anyone else. You heard the sound. Now watch this. This is powerful because this is prophetic. So this is going to bless everybody. It's interesting you said a plane and a dog. You were able to hear from a plane, and you said that plane was profound. And you heard from the dog, but the dog bark was not profound. If you follow the sound of the plane, which takes you up, you'll never let the dog interfere with you, and you'll never have to be protected by somebody else. And that's powerful, y'all. And it's blessing me. It didn't just bless you all. That's powerful. That's powerful, Administrator Brian. She heard the sound of a plane and the sound of a dog. Most people will rather hear the sound of the dog bark and hear somebody tell them what did they hear instead of elevating their mind to hear what God want to take them to. Now, did that make sense? Did that make sense what I shared with you right there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You sure it made sense? Did that bless you?
Yes, that it makes a lot of sense. It gave me
clarity.
Yeah.
And guess what? You gave two powerful things. A plane, you're going up. A dog that barks. Can't you see? The dog that barked, you heard it, but the plane was profound. So you superseded the dog with accelerating with a plane. And that was prophetic. God just gave you that right there. There you go. Yeah. So you can hear. It's just a matter of hearing it for yourself. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, when I talk about sound, sound moves at 86,400 seconds. 86,400 seconds in a day. Sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. It's larger than 3 baseball fields. So the dimension of sound is very powerful. You just have to be able to pick it up. Most people can't pick up sound because they full of other people's frequencies. When you full of other people's frequencies, you'll never pick up the sound. And one of the most profound things about frequency, most people receive, or most people only hear from the infancy stages of their sound. So in the infancy stages of your life, if someone violates your sound in your infancy stages, it begins pain, hurts, disappointment, and other issues. So from the infancy stages, if the enemy can mess with your sound in the infancy stages, you always have memories of that infancy and time of your life. Anybody that's hurt in the infancy stage, anybody that fall in love at an infancy stage or connect in an infancy time of their life, the enemy wants them to get connected to something that will hurt or violate their infancy stages. And when that happens, you always go through life carrying the infancy or your innocence being hurt around the world. And so most people in the world always have memory of the infancy accident, incident, pain, then the power that moved them from infancy stages of things to maturity, growth, and experience from all of those things. We live in the infancy stages of sound, and we never go to growth, maturity, and experience. So what you have is a world full of people who want somebody else to take them from that infancy stage. Now, here's the prophetic. Yesterday, we were in the service, and one of my prophecies flowed in there. And, you know, I ministered to the people, and we had witnesses that were there. God performed miracles in the service, miracles in Sunday service, in Sunday service. There was a woman in the service. I knew nothing about her, her life at all. All I knew is that I was picking up the infirmities of the people. That's frequency. And so as I began, one of my prophetess spoke to the woman. She finished speaking to the woman. She asked, "Prophet, I want to release the word." She did. Then I turned around and said, "Ma'am, can I share something with you?" You all remember that? I began to pick up an infirmity from her belly. I talked to her about a uterus, all of the things. And I began to speak to her from a frequency. So I began to tell her everything that she spoke to God about concerning her life. Spoke to things that was happening in her uterus. I began to share with her that in her uterus there was some things going on. I can't remember the details of everything, but one of the things I did say, I brought up Hannah, who couldn't birth. And I started talking about uterus, her birthing canal. And I was picking up all of these infirmities in my stomach. I said, something is in my stomach hurting me bad. I began to talk to uterus things. And I said, God is doing a miracle for you right now. All of Restoration Truth Church went crazy. Everybody went just new. I didn't know what was going on. But I told her what God was doing for her. Like Hannah wanted to have a child, but she couldn't. But she went into the presence of the Lord. She went into the presence of the Lord and heard from God. That means that whatever you want from the Lord, you have to hear him in the spirit. And in the spirit, his frequency will respond to your innocence or the infancy stages of where you are. God responds to his patent. We all are a patent from God. We're the original. When God speaks, he speaks from his original place. He doesn't even change his word. His word goes forth out of his mouth, 55:11, and it will not return void. It will accomplish that which is please God, and it will prosper in the thing there to attend. Did not know that the woman cannot have a child, period. Did not know that. I began to tell her what the Lord told me concerning her, concerning a baby, concerning mission, concerning aborted, concerning what the enemy had done to her. Generation. I think I took it back to generation. I talked about a generation lie. I even saw a casket and a graveyard and generational things and stuff like that. And she just began to weep and cry and fall down prostrate because a miracle reached her miraculous life. A miracle reached her pain. A miracle reached her innocence. I didn't touch her. My frequency connected to eternity. Eternity connected to her frequency and turned things around in time. Sound is a very critical thing in ministry. Faith is a sound. It comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Sound. So when people say they can't hear from God, it's not that they can't hear from God. It's that they just allow many people to interfere with their frequency to hear from God. See, it is important. God has already released his sound. Who did you allow to interrupt eternity in you to make you war internally against yourself? Because all of us want eternal power. Everybody don't want to deal with internal conflict. And the reason why we don't want to deal with internal conflict being saved, because we were told once we were saved, everything was over. We were guaranteed eternity. We wasn't guaranteed we were not going to still have problems in humanity. So most people in the church world are pretenders and not contenders. Pretenders are those who act as if they don't have no struggle, no problem. Contenders are people who fight and know it's a warfare in the battle and the things of the kingdom of God. Contenders stay in the race because they know Holocaust is going to be there, Holocaust is going to be there, but Pentecost is going to bring them out of it. Why? Because they understand the struggle of what it is to maintain your life of salvation in your relationship. That's why the word of the Lord God says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So when you are a saint, you're saved and God loves you. But if you go back into the world, he still loves you there to bring you back to the place of a saint. He so loved the world that he gave. Now, when you become saved, then his love is personified because you become like him. But in the world, he loved them because he continued to draw them with their love, and with the love inside of you, you are drawing cards for them. See, in the kingdom of God, the masterpiece of God is his creativity of his patent. His patent is love. He doesn't deviate from his love. No matter what transpires, God love never changes. Judgment have already been rendered. We're judged. The world, we're already judged. So we need a propitiation, a mediator. In other words, we need a filter to be able to go through. Because when we go through the filter, Jesus cleanses us. And many people in the church world would never reach that place of perfecting because they keep pretending. You have to understand, as a believer in the kingdom of God, you're going to always deal with adversities in the universe or the university of life. So to get to that place in God, he's always perfecting those things which concerning you. And it always concerns you through sound. Sound is a masterpiece to anything. If you ever blind, if you ever go blind, you need sound. If you see and you can't hear, you still need to hear. So you now need a language. You need an interpreter. That's still a sound. You always need a frequency to be able to live in humanity. A man just can't walk around and look with his eyes. He needs to hear. He needs a language. He needs somebody to understand him. He needs to. We have to have frequencies to be able to survive in the world and to be able to understand. If you see and you can't speak, that's a bad place. because all you're going to do is look and look and look. If you can't see and you can't write, that's a bad place. But if you can see and write, then you still have a frequency. You follow me? If you can't see and you have a sound, you still can follow and walk because you can hear sound and give you a projectile. It's important to understand frequency in the world. 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022 was all about frequency. See, when churches shut their doors, arena closed their doors, platforms, stages, baseball events all shut down, the dominant factor was sound. The biggest problem in the whole wide world, what man messed up, was sound. A woman heard a sound. If you understand sound, you dominate the world. And people don't use their sound. A person with low self-esteem, do something to them. They'll shut their mouth. They won't say something. In the church world, when people, you correct them, they don't want to do anything else. You shut their sound down. Why? Because sound is the most pivotal thing in the earth realm. God is a sound. God flows through a sound. He's light. He moves to a frequency. Everything is done through a sound. The world is dominated by telecommunication, cell phone, sound. Do you know people in the church world, if you lose a phone, people will backslide. You lose a phone, people will stare at your door till the next morning. You lose a phone, people will cry at night, and at their home, they'll be angry. The next day, they'll run to the store to get their phone. People would lose, put a phone in Uber. They'll get mad to get a phone. Look at the spirit of a phone. Look what just a phone will do. People will miss church to go back home to get their phone. Pastors would not preach without their phone. Wives would not do anything without their phone. Mothers would not have nothing without a phone. Children need a phone because we have to understand how sound is dominating the earth realm. A phone. A phone caused people to lose relationships. A man grab his woman's phone and look at it. She get mad. A woman grab her man's phone and they get mad. It's a phone. Phone calls pain. Go inside the phone and find a number. It's a phone. Phone have destroyed marriages, relationships, and people. It was a phone that done that. A little phone that control all the world. A phone. It's a phone. People will be on the phone talking. I heard what you said. I didn't say anything. I heard what you said. Something in the frequency, a sound in the phone. It'll make somebody mad. Oh, I heard what you said. You hear people say, did you hear me? No, I ain't heard it. I heard what you said. I heard a phone. People will text somebody. Why? Because I won't talk to them, but you're still on the phone. It's the phone. It's technology. If we have a blackout in the world, everybody be homeless. Everybody, information is on the phone. People don't know how to call mama, daddy, cousin, niece, and nephew, boyfriend, cousin, friend. It's a phone. If you lose your phone, the world will lose their life. A phone. So look at the dominating power of sound in a phone. It controls everything because people don't think anymore. Sound makes you think. Sound controls dimension. Sound is witty. Sound is invention. Sound is creative. People hate folks. Why? Because if you are a thinker, you have power. If you are a thinker, you create stuff. You can throw a phone away. If you are a thinker, you can go anywhere in the world. Back in the day, I used to have to use a map. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a GPS. My brain was my GPS. My hemisphere was my GPS because I was at sound. I was a thinker. I had to go. I would make myself to mathematically move. Turn on the light of your sound in your brain. That's the gene. That's the atom. Tap into that. You'll create sound and light and move in spiritual dimensions. So people don't do that in the church world because they microwave church world people. You got people in the church world. What do they do? Their air fryer mind. They're not even microwave no more. Everybody's air fryer. They don't even do microwave anywhere. They're air fryer. But when you walk in that certain dimension, you are powerful. Guess what? Evangelist Wilkes was ministering on Saturday. She said one word, and God gave me the message. My whole entire message changed. I preached. I created a message in 10 minutes while she was in there. The message I preached Saturday was a right now word. Why? Because I opened up my brain for sound. Sunday message, I got it right in my womb that night, sound. You can create anything, but when you tap into the kairos of God, that means you open up to a dimension, a realm, a dimension in the spirit realm. That's where every sound in the universe moves. 86,400 seconds in a day. In that dimension, you could pick up 1,000 years in that dimension. Do you know you could pick up 1,000 years in an instant of time? People don't understand that because they let everybody control their time. If you control sound, you can move it anywhere you want. If 24 hours is 1,000 years to God, and you pick up 1,000 years in an instant of a second, think of the power you have. Think of the depth you have. If you're a prophetic person and you can go into the spirit realm and pick up a sound, man, just imagine what you can do. But nobody can do it because too many people are busybodies. They'll take a lie and run with the lie so quick and make that a masterpiece with truth. That's why many people are living in illusion and delusion. I didn't want to talk about that from this standpoint because if I go there, we'll be here all night. Stick with this one. Sound is very important, and that's the creative mechanism in the earth. All right? So I hope that helps somebody else tonight. All right, I'm through. Bless the Lord for the people who died on tonight. Thank you, Marjorie, for asking your question. Administrator Brian, any final words?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, sir.
No words? All right, people of God, love you so much. Have a phenomenal night. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to report my purpose on tonight. God bless you all.
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me, oh,
one more day,
one more step, yeah,
one more step.
Oh, my child,
preparing
I'm preparing you
for
my
myself.
And when you can't hear
my voice,
please just trust my plan. I am the Lord, I see you, and yes, I understand. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.